Do you have kids? If you don't, and you're a woman, the question can be a fraught one. Our society has not always been so accepting of childless women, and despite overall social openness, the stigma still remains. Ruby Warrington tackles this subject in the new book, Women Without Kids: The Revolutionary Rise of an Unsung Sisterhood. Ruby is the author of a number of wellness-themed books, including Material Girl, Mystical World, and Sober Curious. Here she is to share five of her big ideas.
My name is Ruby Warrington, and I am a British-born author and editor currently based in the United States. I'm going to share with you five insights from my book, Women Without Kids: The Revolutionary Rise of an Unsung Sisterhood. Insight number one. The motherhood spectrum. We're told that motherhood is every woman's rightful, natural role and the ultimate path to her fulfillment. But a person's desire and aptitude for parenthood is influenced by a multitude of factors, everything from our basic personality to the family and culture we were raised in, to our relationship status, to our finances, to the demands of our work life, and to our artistic and creative ambitions. Increasingly, concerns about the environment are also factoring into people's decisions about their procreative potential. Taking all of this into account, I present the idea of the motherhood spectrum in my book. The concept that is that how any one woman feels about having children, where she orients on the spectrum, may shift as her circumstances shift, and that some of us will simply always be more suited to the vocation of parenting than others. Insight number two. All women without kids are childless by circumstance. Traditionally, women without kids have been divided into two camps, the can't have kids and the won't have kids. In the case of the former, this is often assumed to be due to fertility issues, with the can't have kids sometimes being described as the childless not by choice. In the case of the won't have kids, the defiantly child-free are often seen as selfish, deviant, or perhaps as cold and heartless, as if they are somehow missing the nurturance gene. But the concept of the motherhood spectrum shows us that the story is far more nuanced than that. And I posit that, in fact, all women without kids are childless by circumstance. After all, circumstances can include everything from being raised in a dysfunctional family that you have no desire to replicate, to having lots of big ideas that you want to birth before you birth a child, to being queer or trans, and to human fertility overall having fallen dramatically over the past four decades due to toxic environmental factors, all of which circumstances will have a profound effect on a person's reproductive outcomes. Insight number three, there is no such thing as a biological maternal instinct. As evolutionary biologist Gillian Ragsdale pointed out when I asked her about this, the first red flag here is that we do not talk about there being a biological paternal instinct. And if the desire to procreate were indeed a function of human biology, then it would apply equally to both sexes. What we need when it comes to the replication of the species is a sex drive. If we have enough unprotected sex, most of it non-procreative, then the theory goes that eventually babies will follow. At which point it is very helpful if there is a natural instinct to nurture and protect our offspring. An instinct that ideally applies across the gender spectrum. This suggests that the all-consuming desire to have a child, sometimes referred to as baby fever, is more of a social construct than a biological imperative. One that is designed to reinforce the notion that motherhood is every woman's natural role. And not that a socially constructed instinct can't feel very real, but when a woman decides that she wants to have a child, she is not following the directive of her biological function. She is deciding that she wants to experience a specific kind of love, that she wants to perform a certain role, perhaps that she wants to be accepted and seen as a valid member of society. Insight number four. Everything changed with Generation X. Western Gen X women, that is, women born in places like the United States from the late 1960s up until 1980, were the first generation of girl babies to have received the message, you can do and be whatever you want from birth. Thanks to the gains of the women's liberation movement, these girls would also be the first to come of age with ready access to effective, accessible birth control, safe, legal abortion, equal access to education and career opportunities, and the ability to create financial independence for themselves. And while these women are reaching the end of their reproductive years in the 2020s, with the vast majority having had far fewer children than in previous generations, the number of single-child households in the US having doubled since 1976, and with many having had no children at all. As a result, we are witnessing an influx of older, wiser ladies without babies, who are not nearly so unfulfilled and regretful in their childlessness as predicted, and who are poised to become powerful role models for younger women who are on the fence about whether to have kids. Insight number five, engage your generativity to leave an other legacy. Psychologist Erik Erikson's concept of generativity provides insights into how to make your life count when you don't have kids. The seventh of Erikson's eight stages of psychosocial development, generativity speaks to a concern for establishing and guiding the next generation. Interesting to note is that Erikson did not consider becoming a biological parent as necessary for enacting generativity, which social scientists tell us can be engaged with on a biological, parental, technical, cultural, and societal level. We engage our generativity when we take on teaching and mentoring roles, when we become cultural parents, helping shape the culture with our business and creative endeavors, and when we take on an active role in our community. Perhaps the greatest clue as to what it means to enact generativity is that it sounds like generous activity. In some way, shape, or form, acts of generativity have the potential to benefit others, which is a powerful way to think about legacy, regardless of whether or not we have kids. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoy my book.
Thank you, Ruby. That was five big ideas from Women Without Kids, The Revolutionary Rise of an Unsung Sisterhood by Ruby Warrington. I'm Michael Kovnat. Have a great day.